Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During today's program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planning professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, and SIPC. And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial. If you don't want to see me, did a full 180, crazy, thinking about the way I was, did the heartbreak change?
Welcome back to another episode of Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. My name is Mark Friedman, and I'm joined by my co-host, Marion Gilman. Marion, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you, Mark?
Good, thanks. We are into November. If you were living here in Massachusetts last week, you were probably surprised by the warm weather last week.
It was fabulous, wasn't it?
Yeah, and now it's 30 degrees, and we're shivering here in our office because we forgot to put the heat on. We'll get that all worked out. But hey, we're back again for another episode of Dollars and Cents, and we promised last week that we would bring you some news on the conference that we attended last week. And as we're speaking to you today, it is Wednesday, November 9th. We have to do these a couple days before we drop these into our newsletter on Friday. So we don't know all of the election results, but we'll give you some thoughts as to what's going on as a result of what we've learned so far. So Marion, what'd you think of the Barron Conference?
Wow, was it ever a fabulous event. Of course, it always is. And Ron Barron is just this incredible success story. Came from nothing, worked hard. He's 79?
I think he said 79 years old.
I think he's 79. He's still working every day, running the show. He's just an incredible guy. Came from nothing and now is a billionaire.
He's a multi-billionaire.
Probably. You know, I didn't look to see how many billion he has, but, you know, he's done very well for himself, has worked very, very hard, and he is the most optimistic person I've ever met about the country, about the United States of America. And why not, right?
But he's always been this way. I mean, look, he's managed money through multitudes of decades, through wars, through crises, oil embargoes, interest rate problems, inflation, changes in leadership, and always has had an optimistic outlook.
Right. And he started in 1968, I believe, in the industry. And has worked in different facets of the industry. He is remarkable.
So what's so popular about this Barron Conference? I know we actually had 30 of our clients go to this meeting as well because, look, anybody who is an investor in the Barron funds, and I'm not promoting the Barron funds as what you should own. You should decide what fund and what investments fit your own risk profile. We're not recommending this. But clients that do own it, if you have a certain amount of money, you get an invitation to attend the conference, right?
That's correct. And the day is free. It is a full day on Friday. They start with breakfast, go on to have top CEOs speak of some of the companies that are represented within the Barron funds. They then provide lunch with entertainment. They have an afternoon session where the Barron mutual fund managers speak. And Ron Barron speaks, and then they have a final entertainment. So there are a lot of people that go for the entertainment, I do have to say, except this year, the CEOs were actually superb as well.
So why don't you fill in the gaps here, Marion, and let us know what were some of the highlights of the CEO presentations that were in the morning?
Oh, well, I'm going to let you talk about the CEO presentations.
All right.
But the biggest one, there was a surprise guest.
It was a surprise electrifying guest.
Yeah.
Was going to be there. And sure enough, at 11 o'clock, taking the stage with Ron Barron for an intimate interview among 4,000 people at the Metropolitan Opera House was Elon Musk.
Right on the heels of signing the deal for Twitter, Elon Musk shows up in person. He was great.
He was really, really terrific. And I'll tell you, despite what your opinions are of Elon Musk, because perhaps you have opinions of what you might read in the press, what the headlines might say, if you haven't had a chance to actually sit down and watch an Elon Musk interview that is unedited, unclipped, that is just raw interview, man, what a brilliant guy he is. Yes, he speaks off the cuff. He speaks candidly, but I thought he was also quite calm and not as crazy as people make him sound to be. He was quite thoughtful and thought-provoking as well.
He certainly was. And so whatever, again, I would totally agree with Mark. I don't always agree with everything Elon Musk says, nor do I agree with most people everything they say. However, he was an excellent speaker, and he does make you think, and he is a brilliant mind.
You know, when someone says, I want to change the world, you know, you think, what does that really mean to change the world? And in this interview, Ron Barron was one of the first to identify Elon Musk as someone who has already changed the world and still has aspirations to change it even more.
And this is something, I mean, the changes he has in mind and what he's doing and preparing for are not something that could be realized within his lifetime, which is even more remarkable. I mean, he is doing this for the next generation and the generation after that. He's not doing this for himself.
Yeah, he's talking about interplanetary travel.
Exactly. And colonizing, living on other planets.
Who would imagine that?
Exactly.
But that's one way to change the world, right? But one of the things that he's done to change the world already is when you think of electric cars these days, electric cars have become more mainstream. You know, 10, 20 years ago, he was a crackpot for even coming up with the idea that we would get rid of combustible engine vehicles and replacing them with electric cars. And now, any company and every company who is looking towards moving to the electric car model, and they all are looking at Elon Musk as the pioneer for getting them there.
Absolutely. And, you know, he was really fascinating, too, to listen to him speak about how he changed the factory experience in creating these cars and doing it more efficiently.
And how does he do that, Mary? What did he call it?
Well, it was, you know what, I forget what he actually
he used the word,
what he,
it was, what was like the word molding used? Or
oh yes,
it's kind of like molding. He says the way they make their cars is
casting
is
yes.
The same way they make
exactly.
Tonka trucks and not, you know, everything is casted in the way that he builds this. It was
really fascinating
and
also he told stories about, you know, what components go into the car and why are those components there? And some were totally unnecessary, so he got rid of it.
Right,
you know, it's fascinating.
Just because they're in every other car doesn't mean it has to be in this car.
That's exactly right.
And what was also interesting, you know, for a guy that is crazy as he is in some cases, he talked about how many weeks go by where he basically stays on the factory floor and sleeps under his desk. He doesn't even have
a
bed.
Can you imagine? I mean, that's just astounding. He said he had a couch for a while, and then he decided he was going to sleep on the floor.
He found the floor more comfortable.
Yeah,
well, you know,
who knows?
So the Barron Conference was interesting. Also, they had some great entertainment.
Yes.
At lunchtime, Ron always surprises everybody by saying, you have a choice of three different venues to enjoy a box lunch for some entertainment. And do you remember who the entertainment was, Marion?
Well, I certainly do, of course. So there was a Broadway one. Now, you went to Broadway.
I went to Broadway, and we saw MJ the Musical. They brought the cast of MJ the Musical to do a 45-minute smaller performance of the full Broadway show that's in New York right now.
And I went to comedy, which was John Mulvaney, who was previously at Saturday Night Live and all. Very good, very good. He was very very funny and riffing on following Elon Musk because he was the next speaker. So, and then the third one was country.
And that was Miranda Lambert.
Yeah, so great
and
entertainment.
That was just lunch, right? That's who you got to choose for lunch.
Right.
And so after lunch, they do a session where Ron Barron offers his outlook for the year and outlook for the markets. And of course, as always, very optimistic, very thoughtful as well. The portfolio managers from some of the funds speak just about how they think about investing. And I think it's really thoughtful. One of the things that I learned, this was a few years ago when we went to one of these conferences, someone stood up in the audience a few years ago and they said, you know, a year ago, you made a recommendation about a stock that you were buying and a stock that you had owned. And I see, and I bought it following your, you know, hearing you say that. Now, I'm not recommending anything here on the radio, but this guy listened to a portfolio manager, took his advice and said, all right, I'm going to go buy this stock. And he says, and I noticed that, you know, a year later, this stock is doing horribly. What happened? What's going on? He says, I don't even know. He says, we sold that stock a long time ago. The whole point is that the portfolio managers, when you hire a portfolio manager for a mutual fund, they have a strategy in place. They know when they want to buy, when they want to sell, and they also have trigger points that if management isn't doing their job, if circumstances present themselves that say this is not a good stock to be in, they're going to get in and get out. Just because you see that someone owns a stock doesn't mean you should always own it as well.
That's correct. And the one other thing that you should know when investing in mutual funds is they don't have to report every trade they make as they make it. So those, the stocks within the portfolio, you only know what they are with a lag. They only report those on a quarterly basis. Or they might report more often, but they don't have to.
So of the 4,000 people that sit there in the audience, many of whom are individual consumers, you know, part of the education there is saying, I'm going to trust in professional money management. I'm going to trust in these guys to buy, you know, securities that we think are in the best interest of the investment objective. And perhaps if that investment objective aligns with our risk tolerance, that's one that makes sense for us. But at the very end, after Ron does his big presentation about his outlook for the year, there's always the surprise grand finale entertainment. And who did we have, Marion?
It was Bruno Mars. And boy, was he awesome.
He was great. It was a one-hour show. People were on their feet the whole time. I mean, historical performers that have been there have been Paul McCartney, Barbara Streisand, Jerry Seinfeld.
Sting.
The list goes on and on.
Just amazing.
So it's just a great event. We had a wonderful time. The weather was fabulous in New York.
We couldn't have asked for
anything. And so then we turn the corner and we head towards Election Day. And that was Tuesday. And all that you heard over the last couple days leading up to the election was this red wave that was going to take over everything. And
I think the stock market kind of liked that idea.
That's why I think the stock market had been going up over the past few days.
You said that last week.
We did.
Yeah.
And it turns out as we tape this on Wednesday, though, there still isn't finality in a lot of the decisions. It looks like it's more of a red mist.
I love that.
It's not
That's
a red wave.
M-I-S-T.
Right. Yes. The Republicans, it appears, will pick up majority
House.
In the House.
Yeah.
It's still uncertain as to what's going to happen in the Senate. It may come down to one day, and I think it's December 7th or 8th in Georgia, where Warnock and Walker will have a runoff.
Again.
And that could be the decision maker.
Unbelievable.
So, you know, the market is still going to try to digest what's there. I do think the fact that the Republicans have at least control of one of the sections of Congress, that puts some moderation in the way decisions get made on a national basis. And that is generally good for the market. No promises there. Certainly here in Massachusetts, there was a blue tsunami. I mean, they won big. And I think you may see some changes that come through here in Massachusetts, but who knows?
Yeah.
We will have to wait and see.
Because the questions were still up in the air as well.
They are. Yeah. They are. Especially the big one on this millionaire's tax that they talked about.
I think the only one that was finalized was the dental.
Dental insurance one.
Insurance, yeah.
So we'll see what happens. We'll see what the weeks present. But generally, the year that follows, history suggests, and history is not an indicator of what's going to happen, but history suggests that the year that follows a midterm election, the markets do pretty well. And be nice.
Let's hope.
We're going to hope. We're going to keep our fingers crossed. We've got to get out of here. We want to just keep this really short. Hope you had a wonderful day. We will be back again next Friday with more Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial right here through your Planning Pointers newsletter or on your favorite podcast service. Have a great day, everybody. Thanks a lot.
Enjoy the week.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I'm all good already, so moved on, it's scary, I'm not where you left me at all, so if you don't want to see me, then suicide with somebody, dancing with somebody, if you want to believe that anything can stop me.
Thank you for listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planning planner, tax professional, or attorney prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC.